From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id. Here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana extended Idul Fitri greetings from the Bogor Presidential Palace on Saturday and will not hold an open house on May 25th. The next is the Indonesian Destructive Fishing Watch, DFW, has proposed a moratorium and evaluation on the policy to send Indonesian seafarers to work on Chinese flagged fishing vessels in the wake of several problematic cases. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana extended Idul Fitri greetings from the Bogor Presidential Palace on Saturday to all Indonesians celebrating the Idul Fitri festivities on Sunday, May 24th. Muslims across Indonesia are celebrating this year's Idul Fitri festivities that mark the end of the Islamic holy fasting month of Ramadan differently, owing to the ongoing global pandemic of the new coronavirus disease or COVID-19. This current situation calls for sacrifice from people across the country by foregoing homebound travel to their hometowns, quite averse to what was followed since decades, and by not holding the regular Silatul Rahim or Islamic Brotherhood events. President Jokowi remarked that this is absolutely not easy, but the safety of families and relatives is much more important and must be the common priority. As quoted by Antara, President also believes this challenging situation will soon end. Meanwhile, the State Palace confirmed that President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana will not hold an open house on May 25th to contain the new coronavirus disease or COVID-19 transmission. President Jokowi has also urged all ministers and cabinet members to not convene the open house events. The Indonesian Destructive Fishing Watch, or DFW, has proposed a moratorium and evaluation on the policy to send Indonesian seafarers to work on China's flagged fishing vessels in the wake of several problematic cases. DFW Indonesia National Coordinator Muhammad Abdi Suhufan noted in a statement here on Saturday that irresponsible perpetrators at home sent Indonesian seafarers to work in China's fishing boats for alleged human trafficking and forced labor. Suhufan drew attention to another incoming report of an Indonesian crew member who had died on May 22, 2020. As he was abandoned for 2 months at the Karachi port of Pakistan after working on a Chinese flagged fishing boat FV Jin Sheng. The deceased Eko Suyanto had been ill since March 19, 2020 and was unilaterally moved by the FV Jin Sheng shipmaster and placed in a small boat owned by a Pakistani fisherman. Suyanto had never received medical treatment. According to a complaint report received by the Fisher Center of Bitung on May 21, 2020, Suyanto had earlier worked on FV Jin Sheng for 4 months from November 2019 to March 2020. A special task force of the Indonesian Police's Crime Investigation Department or Bareskrim confiscated 821 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine during a raid on a warehouse in Taktakan, Serang City, Banten Province on Friday. The illicit drugs were smuggled from Iran and two foreigners identified by their initials as BA from Pakistan and AS from Yemen were detained. Bareskrim Head Commissioner General Listio Sigit Prabowo stated during a press conference here on Saturday. The raid was conducted following a four-month-long investigation on an international narcotic network from the Middle East, he revealed as quoted by Antara. The police commenced investigation in December 2019 and it succeeded in January to seize 288 kilograms of methamphetamine and arrested three suspects. The police extracted information from the three suspects about the network that was planning to conduct transactions again. To hoodwink the officers, the drugs were mixed with tamarind and wrapped in various types of packages, such as plastic, duct tape, and food container, and they were covered by tamarind. BA and AS trafficked drugs in Indonesia for the past 2 years. The methamphetamine was smuggled from Iran and entered the Banten coast aboard a boat 2 weeks ago. Another was service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. People arriving in France from the UK will have to self-isolate for 14 days from June 8, the French government has announced. It comes after Home Secretary Priti Patel revealed quarantine plans for visitors to the UK from the same date. France said it would impose reciprocal measures for any European country enforcing a quarantine. Travelers arriving in France from Spain by plane will also be asked to go into quarantine from Monday. Speaking at Friday's Downing Street briefing, Ms. Patel said travelers to the UK will need to tell the government where they will quarantine and face enforcement through random spot checks and €1,000 fines in England if they do not comply. Lorry drivers, seasonal farm workers, and coronavirus medics will be exempt. The requirement will also not apply to those traveling from the Republic of Ireland, the Channel Islands, and the Isle of Man. The government of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia through the Saudi Arabian Monetary Authority or SAMA plans to carry out quarantine efforts for banknotes and coins which they receive from local and international sources. This is to anticipate and the prevention of the coronavirus spreading in Saudi Arabia. SAMA states the currency, along with electronic payment instruments, is considered a way that allows transmission of COVID-19. SAMA will isolate banknotes and coins in closed units for between 14 and 20 days, with duration depending on where the cash comes from. Additional steps will also be taken in SAMA to reduce the risk of health problems. SAMA, as reported by Arab News, May 23rd, states that banknotes and coins will undergo special maintenance mechanisms to ensure they are safe to use. The World Health Organization, or WHO, states South America has now become the new epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic. That was after Friday. There was a surge in the number of COVID-19 infections. WHO Emergency Director Mike Ryan, as reported by AFP on May 23rd, said it has seen many countries in South America with an increasing number of cases in Brazil, 210,000 on Friday. In addition, the country has now recorded more than 330,000 cases, with an increasing number of infections and deaths from the COVID-19 virus. Brazil, a country with a population of 210 million, ranks second in the world in total cases behind the United States and Russia. The last item. One of the two people to survive a plane crash in Pakistan that killed 97 people on board has described jumping from the burning wreckage of the aircraft after it hurtled into a residential neighborhood. The Pakistan International Airlines, or PIA, plane came down among houses on Friday after both engines failed as it approached Karachi Airport, the airline said. Its wing slides through rooftops, sending flames and plumes of smoke into the air as it crashed onto a street, sparking a rescue operation that lasted until the early hours of Saturday. The 97 victims had been on the plane, the provincial health ministry said, while 4 people on the ground were injured after earlier reports on Friday suggested some residents had been killed by the crash. Planes had been grounded during a 2-month lockdown because of the coronavirus pandemic. A PIA spokesperson said air traffic control lost contact with the plane traveling from Lahore to Karachi just after 2:30 p.m. or 0930 GMT. The pilot made a desperate mayday call after announcing, "We have lost engines," according to an audio recording confirmed by the airline. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, here is this week's spotlight. President launches domestic innovations products to handle COVID-19. President Joko Widodo on Wednesday, May 20, 2020, inaugurated the launch of research, technology and innovation products of Indonesia's to accelerate the handling of COVID-19. The launch, titled The Awakening of Indonesian Innovation, which was carried out virtually, took place to coincide with the momentum of the National Awakening Day. The president, in his remarks through a teleconference from the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, said, "The world was competing quickly in dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak. Indonesia must answer it with concrete innovation and works." As many as 55 consortiums, products of research and innovation launched on Wednesday also marked the rise of national science and technology, especially in the health sector. Of these, there were 9 of them being superior products, and some of them had been seen by President Joko Widodo. The superior products related to efforts to accelerate the handling of COVID-19 include RT-PCR, test kits, IgG or IgM rapid diagnostic tests, emergency ventilators, immunomodulators, convalescent plasma therapy, mobile laboratory units with biosafety level BSL-2, artificial intelligence that detects COVID-19 from X-rays, medical robots and UV irradiation, and water purifying respirators. From what has been seen and the spirit of innovation that is shown in the midst of the current pandemic, the head of state is optimistic. Things that were previously considered impossible and unthinkable can now be done independently. The president also expressed his pleasure that the Eijkman Institute in Jakarta had obtained data on 7 complete genome sequences that were very useful for vaccine development. He was also pleased that the research community continued to work to find effective drugs and therapies for COVID treatment. The president hopes that the works and research carried out do not stop at the laboratory and take the form of prototypes. The research must be fruitful and be able to continue the stage of mass productions to meet domestic needs and even be exported to foreign countries. For this reason, close collaborations among national powers is needed. Research and development institutions, universities, business and industry, and community must join hands to realize this. The president said, "It was time for the Indonesian industrial world to dare to invest, and for the community to also start loving domestic products. All Indonesians must be proud of innovation and products made in Indonesia." That was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I am very delighted to convey to friendly people of Indonesia my sincere congratulations to the occasion of the holy months of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitri, time of kindness and goodness for all the Muslim Ummah. I am sure that traditionally trustful, friendly, long-term oriented and mutually beneficial relation between our countries will be continuously widening. In these holy days, I pray to Allah Almighty to grant friendly people of Indonesia sound health, well-being and continuously development. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. With great respect, Ambassador of Uzbekistan to Indonesia, Ulugbek Razakulov.
Today in history, I'll begin with May 24, 1941, the birth of Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan is an American singer-songwriter, musician, and poet who has an important influence on American and European culture in the last third of the 20th century to the present. He also received the Nobel Literature Award in 2016 for his work, which is considered a new type of poetic expression in the American song tradition. Rolling Stone Music magazine put Bob Dylan in second on the list of greatest artists of all time. Dylan was born on May 24, 1941, lost one notch just below the Beatles, even though the band was influenced by Dylan's musical style and often listened to Dylan's songs. Turning to May 24, 1991, Operation Solomon. On May 24, 1991, a large-scale evacuation of Ethiopian Jews was carried out by the Zionist regime. The evacuation was known as Operation Solomon. A total of 14,500 Ethiopian Jews, nicknamed Beta Israel, were moved to Israel from Ethiopia. The Israeli government deployed 35 commercial aircraft to the military and assisted by Ethiopian government aircraft to transport Ethiopian Jews. This evacuation process is among the fastest because it only took less than 36 hours. I'll end with May 24, 1993, Independence of Eritrea. Eritrea is a country located in northeastern Africa. It is bordered by Sudan to the west, Ethiopia to the south, and Djibouti to the southeast. Eritrea was merged into a colony by the Kingdom of Italy on January 1, 1890. The modern nation-state of Eritrea achieved independence from Ethiopia on May 24, 1993, after fighting from 1961 to 1991. Eritrea was officially a parliamentary democracy consisting of 6 regions, but now functions as a one-party state. And listener, that was today in history.
I am Yasocha Gunasekara, Ambassador of Sri Lanka to Indonesia. I wish all Muslims in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, and throughout the world a happy Eid ul-Fitri, good health, and continuous blessings throughout the coming year.
Listener in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He is one of our regular listeners who always send reception report on our broadcast. This time, he was listening to English program on May 20, 2020. At 1300 hours until 1400 hours UTC. Thank you, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir, for your reception report. Special for you, we'll play a beautiful song. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and send your next reception report. Enjoy the song.
Oh. dan gelisah, menunggu di sini di sudut sekolah, tempat yang kau janjikan ingin jumpa denganku walau mencuri waktu. Berdusta pada guru, malu aku malu, ada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga, seakan penutannya sedang apa di sini, menanti pacar jawabku. Sungguh aneh tapi nyata, takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Malu aku malu, pada semut merah yang berbaris di dinding menatapku curiga, seakan penutannya sedang apa di sini, menanti pacar jawabku. Sungguh aneh tapi nyata, takkan terlupa kisah kasih di sekolah dengan si dia. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Tiada masa paling indah, masa-masa di sekolah. Tiada kisah paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah. Masa-masa paling indah, kisah kasih di sekolah,
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is on U16 national soccer team trains virtually. COVID-19 pandemic has had an impact on every sporting activity, both nationally and internationally. The delay in sporting activities also had an impact on the national team training camp aimed at international tournaments. like the Indonesian national football team U16, which qualified for the U16 Asian Cup tournament in Bahrain, due to the implementation of health protocols and the application of policies to deal with the spread of the virus, the training center for U16 national team has been stopped. But given Indonesia's passage to the Asian Cup event, inevitably the national training must continue. Referring to the health protocol for dealing with the coronavirus, the Indonesian U16 national team plans to do virtual training for the players. Indonesia U16 national team coach Bima Sakti on Friday in Jakarta said that the virtual training camp for U16 team will soon be held since no signs that the pandemic is over. According to Bima Sakti, the training program provided during the national training break was only to maintain the condition of the players to stay fit, while the definite program has not been implemented. For that, he plans to add a physical training menu with different material and a training menu from other coaching staff. He hopes Indonesia will soon recover from COVID-19 epidemic so he could directly monitor the training activities of the U16 national team players. Meanwhile, the U19 Indonesian national team had already conducted a virtual national training program since May 14th, considering the pandemic which is still around. Football agendas for U16 national team and U19 national team 2020 are still on schedule. The Asian Football Confederation or AFC even planned the drawing for U16 and U19 2020 Asian Cup groups on June 18. It will take place at the AFC headquarters, Kuala Lumpur. The U16 national team qualified for the finals after taking one of the four best runner-up tickets. The U16 Asian Cup is planned to be held September 16 to October 3, 2020 in Bahrain. This event also became a qualification for the 2021 U17 World Cup in Peru, where the semi-finalists will hold tickets to the finals. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
I'm Ludmila Vorobieva, Ambassador of Russia to Indonesia. I wish all Muslims in Indonesia and abroad a very happy Idul Fitri. In Russia, we have more than 15 million Muslims, and they are also celebrating Idul Fitri. In the current difficult situation caused by the coronavirus pandemic that has spread all over the world, I would like to convey my most heartfelt wishes of very good health, happiness, well-being, and prosperity. We need to have hope for the better, remain strong and patient. I'm confident that as a result of our joint efforts and cooperation, the crisis will end soon. Thank you.
By an email from a message on Twitter from our listener also in Pakistan, Mr. Malik Allah Bahaya Kohar. Hello, Mr. Malik. Thank you for your compliment. Satisfying our listeners is our duty. Because of that, we always try to improve our broadcast from day to day. We are really sorry because we cannot fulfill your request at this moment. So keep listening and stay healthy. Here is another beautiful song.
Lapisan tipis air yang beku sentuhan lembut kan hancurkan aku. Walaupun cinta yang sempurna menghampiriku seketika, ku ingin kau tahu betapa rapuhnya. Terima kasih.
harapan lagi yang baru. Kau tahu
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Radio Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. First, I would like to wish a happy Eid al-Fitr to all Muslims around the world. In connection with Eid al-Fitr, I will invite you to Lubuk, Jambi to get to know the Baganduang tradition. Lubuk Village, Jambi, Kuatan Singingi District, Riau Province, which is only about 21 kilometers from the center of Kuantan Senggigi Regency, is the center of regional government in Kuantan Mudik District. This area has a tradition that is always held in welcoming Eid al-Fitr, called the traditional art of Bagan Duang Boat. Baganduang is a tradition of decorating 2 to 3 boats. The boats were towed using bamboo and anchored in the Kuantan River. The customary tradition of Baganduang boat is usually carried out on the eve of Eid al-Fitr until before Eid prayer in the morning. At the time of this Baganduang tradition, the scenery around the Kuantan River looked beautiful due to the color of the decorated boats lining the river bank. people are competing to decorate the boat as best as they can. Various decorations stick to all parts of the boat. There are some decorative symbols that cannot be left behind to be put on a boat, such as an umbrella, which is symbolizing shelter, buffalo horns, symbolizing the livelihood of the livestock farm, a mosque dome, symbolizing Islam, and the moon and stars, symbolizing reciting the Quran in the mosque and musalla. According to the story, the tradition of sailing Baganduang boat has existed since the time when Jambi was still a kingdom. The boats then were usually used by the king as a means of transportation to cross one of the rivers in the village of Lubuk, Jambi, the Sangiang River. Over time, Baganduang boat began to be used as part of a ceremony where a young man and his family came to deliver various gifts that have been decorated with various beautiful ornaments as a compliment in a procession that aims to propose to the girl of his dream. Currently, the implementation of the Baganduang boat tradition has undergone many changes and has evolved and transformed into a grand celebration in the form of boat decorating competitions called the Baganduang Boat Festival. The boat decorating competition at the Baganduang Boat Festival are now participated by many people from various villages in the district. The boats will be assessed by judges consisting of traditional figures in the village of Lubuk, Jambi, and the one considered as the most complete and beautiful will be the winner. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder with the topic of the Baganduang tradition from Jambi. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. See you next time. Listener, I have received so many Eid greetings from our listeners all over the world through voinews.id. Thank you for your kindness. In this special day for Muslims around the world, Voice of Indonesia says Happy Eid al-Fitr 1441 Hijriah. May Allah bless us. Amen. As appreciation for our regular listeners wherever you are, we'll play another beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Ku pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. akan berkata,
Marina Estela Nuarbe, Ambassador of Indonesia to Peru and Bolivia, would like to wish you a happy Eid Mubarak to all Indonesians wherever they are. May the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala be upon us.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Miscellany. This edition is about creative Lebaran gift inspiration in a pandemic. After fasting for a whole month, it is time for Muslim communities to celebrate Eid. In Indonesia, this moment is usually used to gather or visit family, relatives, or friends. However, this year the COVID-19 pandemic has changed many aspects of life, including when celebrating Eid. The celebration times will be a little different from the previous Eid. Even so, the call to stay home, not gather or visit each other for a while, should not make Eid lose its meaning and beauty. Giving or sending Lebaran gift parcels might be one way to keep tightening the kinship. COVID-19 pandemic, on the other hand, also encourages the creativity in society, including those related to the tradition of sending each other Eid al-Fitr gifts or hampers. More and more variations on Eid al-Fitr gifts have been created, and they do not only contain cookies or cakes as usual. There are several gift options that you can send to relatives or friends in a situation like this. For example, herbal medicine or traditional drinks, veils, essential oils, and personal care products. Taking care of your health is very important during an outbreak. Consuming traditional herbal medicine in the middle of a pandemic is very popular, so many people make gift parcels of herbal medicine. You can choose various types of herbal medicine to be sent to the dearest ones, showing concern that they are always in good health. cafes today provide new 1-liter packages of favorite herbal drinks so that people can enjoy it without having to leave the house. The delicious favorite herbal drinks can be sent to friends and relatives instead of the traditional hamper of cookies and cakes. Wheels with pretty motifs made of comfortable materials can be a fun choice for Lebaran gifts for relatives or friends. Many Muslim fashion designers now present a collection of wheels for the holiday. In addition, a package of essential oils with various properties for the body or to help scent the room while staying at home is a choice of eat gifts that can be inspiring. Maintaining mental health is no less important during a pandemic. Essential oils can be an option to be more calm and comfortable due to the fragrance. Barely going anywhere for 3 months and staying at home is not the reason you don't need to care for the body. Body care products are practical gifts that are definitely useful during the pandemic. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you next time.
Sure. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you a song by Ungu. The band, which until 2015 consisted of Pasha, Enda, Onci, Roman, and Maki, has released several music albums. Some of their popular albums are with religious songs. In their first religious album, released in 2006, the title Surgamu was considered a song for the Eid Fitr. This song describes the atmosphere during Eid, which is a big day for all Muslims around the world. Muslims in Indonesia are often to celebrate Eid al-Fitr as a victory day, because on Eid, every Muslim had their own victory after the whole month of fasting. Well, listener, here is the song Selamat Lebaran by Ungu.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I am Muhammad Amar Ma'ruf, Shasha Dafe at Interim of the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Tripoli, Libya, with the almost 322 persons Indonesians who are living in Libya, would like to say happy Idul Fitri 1441 Hijriah to all Indonesian Muslims and also to all Muslims in the world. May Allah bring peace for us during this Idul Fitri. We know that today's the world face pandemic COVID-19 that make us very difficult to contact and interact directly each other. With His blessing, this pandemic inshallah will be disappeared. We hope that with our cooperation together, we can unify to fight this pandemic COVID-19 and also to fight the things that makes the world worse for humanity. Thank you very much. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adala. See you on the next English program.